roll, baby, on MMA Junkie Radio with Gorgeous George and Go. This is what we do and why we do it, baby. We rollin'!
Covering MMA from all over the world, this is the premier stop for all your combat sports needs. MMA Junkie Radio from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. The lights are on and the mics are hot. It's time to get your MMA fix, junkies. Take it away, Big John.
Gorgeous George and Ghost, are you ready? Junkie Nation, are you ready? Let's get it on.
From the fight capital of the world, you are listening to another episode of the MMA Junkie Radio Show, the only show that matters. I'm your host, Gorgeous George, and with me as always is the devious and dastardly Goz, our East co-host. What's up, Goz? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You a little spooked?
A little bit, man. The world is very different from the last time we recorded.
It sure is. So if you'll note, just on our intro alone, we did not mention Mandalay Bay. We're doing this show from home. So we are in Las Vegas. We made a note of that, but we're not at the Mandalay Bay. Not because we weren't told not to come, but just because we're limiting our trips down to Mandalay Bay for now. The last 24, 48 hours have been pretty hectic. I think not just in Las Vegas, but all over the world. But actually, the company we work for has, also, I think, trying to be proactive. A lot of things are closing within Mandalay Bay, temporarily just halting, whatever. Not closing altogether, but of note, like three or four different restaurants and
the buffets,
couple lounges. Yeah, so this coronavirus thing is serious, folks, and hopefully it doesn't affect you all directly. But I know there's a lot of different parts of the world that are on actual like lockdown. I don't know anybody. I guess I can't say that I know anybody that's been directly affected, other than I can say like one of my favorite actors, Tom Hanks, and his wife Rita Wilson, and then two-time defensive player of the year in the NBA, Rudy Gobert. So bless them all. I hope they make a quick recovery, which is what's gonna happen. So for those that don't know too much about it, not to say I'm some sort of an expert, but there's a great chance that if you get it, you will get it. It's not going to be a picnic, but you will survive. All right, with that, it's Thursday, March 12th. We're going to talk a little bit about the fight night out in Brazil. Brasilia, to be exact, the capital of Brazil. They are hosting UFC Fight Night 170. It's headlined by Kevin Lee and Charles Oliveira. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the news that's out there. Primarily this coronavirus deal, which in a way has impacted this fight card as well. This fight card will take place in front of zero fans. So how about that? Lots of news nuggets out there for us to discuss. Buckle up, folks. It's another episode of MMA Junkie Radio. All right, here we are. We're ready to go. UFC Fight Night 170, Lee versus Oliveira. So coronavirus has kind of been the big topic, honestly, folks. And like I mentioned on the intro, the event will take place on March 14th. So that's in a few days, except it'll be done the same way, I guess, the NCAA is doing March Madness, just in front of no fans. Now, for example, the NBA, they've suspended their season. They haven't canceled it, not yet at least. They've just suspended it. Same for I know there was the English Premier League. They canceled the game. I think they'll replay it at some point. I don't think they've thrown in the towel on the season just yet. So let's just keep an eye on all that. I think a lot will depend on just how the United States of America reacts to this pandemic of coronavirus. As you've seen, you know, China, for example, locked down Wuhan, the, I guess, epicenter of the coronavirus, which started there. And they're now just getting out of it. And I believe that was about a month ago. And now they're seeing a decrease in cases, of new cases. So I think there's something out there, like a, I don't know what you want to call it, like a formula or just a way of combating coronavirus. But there's still a lot of unknown, honestly. But this fight card will take place between Kevin Lee and Charles Oliveira. So anyway, it goes, before we get into the card a little bit and some of the other news, I guess, do you have any thoughts on everything that's going on?
I mean, I'm glad that we, maybe it is a little late, but better late than never, that we're being proactive and doing all these things so that things don't get too out of hand. I think it's a little different, though, like what, and I don't really fault the UFC on this, but it's a little different from what, like, the NBA is doing or even March Madness, because they made their decision, as where I feel like the UFC is basically told, I think, you have to do this, because some of the ordinances that are being passed, you know, where you can't have groups that get larger than, some places it's 500 people, 1,000 people, yeah. So I think they kind of fell under that, where they just had no choice, you know. And
plus, they're pulling all their athletes from different parts of the world, too.
And when you think about it, Columbus, it seems like in the next couple of days is going to pass something very similar. And that's the thing, like, at this moment, every hour feels like a day, you know, at the rate that this news is coming in and the way that people are reacting. So I don't know, buckle up, like you say in the intro. That's kind of what's going on. So it's a scary time. I don't know that this will be, I mean, it does suck that no fans, especially if they bought tickets and stuff like that, but I think fighters, it's not as crazy as it is for like NBA players to play with no fans. That I think actually enters your system and you go, what the hell is going on? You know, I'm used to the cheers. I'm used to the momentum the crowd gives me. I think fighters, you know, anybody that's ever fought on Dana White's Contender Series or even the Tough Gym, they've been through similar things. So I don't think it'll affect them as much.
Yeah, you know, there's two continents that haven't been hit as hard as others, and one of them South America and the other one's Africa. Now, that doesn't mean it's not coming. It could be. It could very well be. But I think they're just getting out ahead of it. I think the problem with coronavirus is all the stats that you see out there, that's just a fraction of what's really happening. You know, there's just a lot of countries that aren't equipped and they don't have the tests ready just yet. And so I hate to say this, but the numbers are going to get worse before they get better. I mean, we're going to see a steep spike. And you know what's sad is they're comparing the United States to Italy in the way Italy got a recent spike. I guess the U.S. is on that same type of a timeline, and it's because both countries reacted kind of like similarly. Whereas like China, you hear about how they built hospitals quickly. Mm-hmm. They quarantined, they shut down, they locked down, they curfewed. It was a one hell of a jolt that country received, but they are now kind of getting out of the woods. Like I say, their numbers are decreasing. I don't want to get political, and I don't want to spend too much time not talking about MMA, but this really is impacting life in general, not just MMA, not just sports, but life in general. Again, we may have to do our show here for a while because Las Vegas is the type of city that just brings a lot of people from around the world together. And earlier today, well, I guess we should say late last night, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said a lot of foreign travel from Europe is going to be suspended. That's going to affect the UFC, folks. If I'm a fighter and I heard that, I may want to have flown late last night, sometime today, or sometime tomorrow, because I believe midnight, so we'll call it midnight Eastern. That's it. Maybe a few exceptions might be made, but for the most part, that might be it. I wouldn't be shocked if the UFC starts doing shows out of the UFC Apex. It may actually finally start paying off. They were going to have a lot of plans for that place, and I haven't seen one thing yet other than a press conference here and there. But they may be able to put that thing to use. They can house the quarters at one of the many hotels here in Las Vegas. and they have everything to do, you know, to they have everything they need there to run a show, minus just the fans. I don't know what would happen in that regard. I'm not even so sure what would happen with media goes. Like, how many media would want to go? And
yeah,
you know, and you're maybe there's a good chance you might be exposed there.
You know what's really where they caught a break was, I guess, travel isn't restricted to the UK as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And UFC on ESPN 29, there's a lot of Americans on that card, you know. And
that's the one with Woodley and
Leon Edwards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could have been a nightmare, you know. And then you're right. I didn't even really think about it until you brought it up. But just thinking of all the other cards coming up, you know, you got Columbus, Ohio, and you know, who knows how many fighters are going to be on that card that could possibly not come here or could not get back. This is going to really affect the sport a lot. And, you know, not just the fact that the NBA is postponing their season because, you know, not having a lot of fans and the ability of spreading the virus, but at the same time, it gives them time to test their athletes, you know, and find out. Because, like March Madness, even though they're playing with no fans, it doesn't mean that some of the players can't have it and pass it on to other players, right?
Right.
So, same thing with the UFC. I think they have to kind of sit there and figure out. They probably need to test these fighters. And then think about how this can affect the gyms, you know, just the gym life of training and going and training amongst a group of people. This is really going to flip our sport upside down.
Did you hear in the way that possibly Rudy Gobert contracted coronavirus?
No.
He did a mini press conference, or I guess like a media scrum.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go so far out of the way to prove to people that it's not as big as people think.
Or touching the mics and all? That's how he got it?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I thought he was
he's
like...
He's the one that touched the mics and everyone kind of giggled a little bit.
But I thought...
he may have gotten it from one of the mics. Well, I don't know. Either that, that's just one hell of a...
Well, it's karma.
Karma. Bite, yeah. You know what I mean? So whoever... If your mic was there and he touched it, you may want to get checked out. I'm sure they've already done that. I'm sure they've already started retracing steps, but I couldn't believe it when I heard that. That's regarding insane. Columbus, Ohio on March 28th with Francis Ngannou and Jahzir Rozenstruik. So take a look. This is what's going down now. In Ohio, that is one of the cities or states actually that's banning large gatherings. So it's not like they're banning sports or anything. Mm-hmm. This could go for like a concert, some sort of a school gathering, some sort of a parade or something. I know parades are getting, you know, postponed or canceled as well. A concert. So that's where we feel like that may fall under. Now, they could go there and, again, do it in front of, if it's already set up, they may just go to Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be on ESPN, by the way, and it may just happen in front of no people, you know, no audience, which is what is happening with March Madness. So it's not like I don't want anyone to think that Ohio's been quarantined or anything like that, but that's what's going on there. It's just a certain amount of people that cannot be in the same proximity of each other, and so more than likely that one will be struck in a certain way. Like Go said, on the 21st, they go to London, England, but so far, so good in that regard. It's just... In England, they had a cancellation of Arsenal versus Manchester City, two big soccer teams. They just canceled the game altogether. Now, I believe it's going to be replayed. We just don't know when, but they, you know, it wasn't one of those, well, let's just play in front of with no fans or anything like what's happening in Italy. No, they just didn't play it. So I think they're trying to find out more there. I believe one of the chairmen from Arsenal, one of their owners or something like that, may have contracted it. So that's just their way of... making sure that they're perhaps overreacting, but they want to do it taking the interest of, you know, the fans and their athletes and making sure nobody gets, I don't know, I guess that this doesn't spread even worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are events going to Portland, Brooklyn, Lincoln, Oklahoma City, and then we worry about overseas again. They go back to Sao Paulo, Brazil for UFC 250. Now, let's talk about Brooklyn. That's Habib versus Ferguson. New York is the state that has gotten the second most cases of coronavirus, second only to Washington, the state of Washington. In fact, New Rochelle, which is a city outside of, if you know, if you're familiar with New York, it is north of the Bronx. It's actually where Chuxedo lives, goes.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's Staten Island, Manhattan, Brooklyn and Queens to the right of Manhattan, and then the Bronx, and then north of that is New Rochelle. And that whole city, the mayor of New York, I believe his name is Andrew Cuomo, he has kind of sectioned off like a 1 mile circumference, and it's near Brooklyn. I'm telling you, I could see that one possibly getting canceled just because of how serious things are, and because that's an area that's got so much activity in such a small area. I'm talking about New York City with all of its boroughs and the 20 plus million that are there surrounding. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. There's such a diverse culture there in New York. I'm sure a lot of people have flown all over the world back and forth every day by the thousands, perhaps millions. That one, man, I just don't want to jinx it. I'm not saying that the fight won't happen. I've heard the UFC could maybe look at cities where there's been like 17 states that haven't been affected yet. Mm-hmm. So maybe they may look at that as an option, or again, the UFC Apex. So I'm not saying that fight won't happen. That's the fight that's been jinxed, folks, with Habib and Tony. I'm just saying in Brooklyn, man, that looks like a tough one to me for that one to go down, especially in front of people. The UFC, they don't just want to have the event. They want to have the event in front of people. You know what I mean? The gate is big for them. Big. Yeah. They're doing well. If they just get the pay-per-views, that'll be fine. But still, I think they're going to look at different options that are out there. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves because I haven't heard anything. It's just that it's got to be a wake-up call when the NBA suspends their season, when the country of Italy is having soccer games in front of no fans, and mm-hmm. everything else that's out there. Our squad, Manchester United, they're going to play today in front of no fans as well in Austria. That's yet another country where you haven't heard much of, but Austria borders Italy.
UFC has a big loan that they have to pay on, right? And you got to do your pay-per-views. I got to imagine ESPN has some sort of say in all this as well. So I could see, that's so weird. I guess you could have it at the Apex Center. That probably makes the most sense, right? Behind closed doors. But can you imagine a fight of that magnitude there?
I wonder what both athletes would say. Let's just go do it. I think they'll just go do it.
Because the gate doesn't affect them, right? It's more the pay-per-views.
Yeah, their contract's set. It's the pay-per-views, correct. But, if more people are staying home, maybe more people are looking for things to do. At the same time, more people may have just been cut from work, and they may not be able to afford a pay-per-view.
I don't know. Those people would have gone, right? So let's just say, how many people fit in Brooklyn? Let's say it's 15,000 people. That's 15,000 people that really wanted to see that fight mm-hmm. so bad mm-hmm. that they paid for an expensive ticket. Now, their ticket, I promise you, is more expensive than the pay-per-view. So I have to imagine they would order the pay-per-view too.
Yeah, and to be fair, the government and a lot of companies are going out of their way of granting extra sick days, allowing people to work from home. I shouldn't just assume, people are getting cut. But it's reality, man. Let's just say this city, Las Vegas, got quarantined for 28 days, or 21 days. I don't know. There's a lot of mom and pops that might not survive that. Mm-hmm. The Walmarts are. The Targets are. Some of the hotels are. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of people in this city alone that make money just off tips, big tips. You know what I mean? So we'll see. But definitely not some sort of an economics expert out here. So I think you just got to take it day by day. We'll do another show on Monday and we'll know more then. But for now, as of Thursday, March 12th, what we're telling you is in effect, including the fight card in Brasilia on Saturday in front of no crowd. But so far, it's scheduled to go.
I mean, it's insane. When I tell you every hour feels like a day that just the rate of all this news coming in, you know, just when I put my head on my pillow last night, this card was still in front of fans. And I woke up to no fans, woke up to Princess Cruises suspending for 60 days. It's just like, it's literally one thing after another. And then not to mention what we have to deal with as far as being in Las Vegas, the hotels, the NFL draft, who knows? I mean, there's just so many things that come here that it's a lot of information to take in. And it just feels like by our next show, yeah, there's the whole world will be different.
You know who kind of had the MMA tweet of the day, in my opinion?
Who?
With ESPN's expanded coverage, there's a lot of people that fly a lot to support these events. One of them is a good friend of ours, RJ Clifford, former colleague on Fight Nation 156 on Sirius XM. And then we've called fights with RJ down in California for a promotion called Bad Beat. It's been a few years, but still. At 1:30 a.m. our time, he tweeted this, "Just landed in Brazil. After reading some news, I wish I had packed more underwear." Now, it's about a 10-hour flight to Brazil. So 1:30 a.m. means he may not have read the news since 3:30 p.m. And that's around the time that there was cancellations, that Tom Hanks came out and said, "I got it, me and my wife." So if he's one of those that, you know, took an Ambien and just slept for 10 hours or wasn't around anyone that, you know, had the Wi-Fi or anything like that, this is news to him. He's probably freaking out. You know what I mean? But he made light of it pretty good. And, you know, luckily this isn't one of the countries that, you know, President Trump said from Europe is where they were going
to,
you know, halt a lot of the.
But again, everything changes pretty funny. So quickly it does. That you just don't know.
It sure does, man. All right, look. Another event's taking place, but it's in Uncasville, Connecticut, and it's Bellator 241. I just want people to know that. Patricio Freire defends his featherweight title, along with he simultaneously participates in the Grand Prix quarterfinal, in which there's another belt for him to win and $1 million for him to win. He's facing Pedro Carvalho, so it is a title fight on DAZN, 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's on March 13th, so that's tomorrow. Also on the same card, Emmanuel Sanchez versus Daniel Weichel. That's another featherweight Grand Prix quarterfinal. Paul Daly versus Sabat Hamosi, although I'm hearing he may have a new opponent. Honey Marks versus Matt Mitrione. Remember, Mitrione steps in for Josh Barnett. Nick Newell also on the fight card. Check it out. Our colleague Matt Erickson and colleagues, I should say, and Nolan King are out there covering this event. Hobson Gracie Jr. also on the card. Kevin Ferguson Jr., Kimbo Slice's son, he is also on the card. So's Leandro Higo, now that I think about it. Dominic Mazzotta, Leslie Smith.
Pretty decent card, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not hearing as much about some of these other names that do have some value. But check it out, folks. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on DAZN. Now, that said, a few of the other things I want to cover is under News Nuggets. So let's tackle the News Nuggets. So, Damian Maya can tie the all-time wins record on Saturday. The fights are going down, folks. We've said it many times on the show, just not in front of a crowd. But Damian Maya, who is, man, that guy's been in the UFC forever. The other day, somebody asked me, "How long have you guys been at the Mandalay Bay?" I said, "We just completed 11 years. One of our first guests was Damian Maya, and he put you in a rear naked choke that day. Him and Rob McCullough, you remember those?
Yeah, he put me in a dirty rear naked choke.
First,
do you remember how that went down?
Studio guest, I believe his thumb. He shoved his thumb on your windpipe or something like that, right?
We made the mistake of asking him if fighters ever get dirty, and he said, "Yeah, want to see?"
Yeah,
that was awful. That might have been the worst thing ever.
Oh, come on, even worse than the torture rack.
Yeah. I mean, it only lasted a couple seconds, but had it lasted longer, it would have been by far the worst.
Hmm. Well, good luck to Oliveira. He's facing Gilbert Burns. This is a fight that everyone's keeping their eye on, especially if it hits the ground, because both have been standouts in the grappling world. Maia's 22-9 just in the UFC alone. That right there is one hell of a record in MMA. He's 28-9 overall, but he's 22-9 in the UFC. So 22 wins is one behind Donald Cerrone for, you know, a company record. Now, that includes eras in which the UFC acquired WEC and Strikeforce. They also give credit to some of those wins. And that's why Cerrone, you may wonder, really? Cerrone? But yeah, Cerrone fights frequently too. Anyway, it was a really, really good article there done by my guy, Mike Bond. He always covers a lot of the fun facts that are out there. I'm sure Charles Oliveira is probably on the verge of adding to a submission record of some sort if he wins over Kevin Lee. But we'll see. I got Kevin Lee in that one. How about you?
It's a tough one. It really is, because that fight, should it hit the ground, is just a completely different world.
Mm. But Kevin Lee can hold his own.
He can. He can.
I don't like the five rounds.
I ended up taking Kevin Lee.
Me too.
But it's not anything I would gamble on.
And if Maia uses his wrestling to take Gilbert Burns down, I think there's ways in which he can control him from the top position, mm-hmm. using his jiu-jitsu and his wrestling, and maybe get out of there with wins. But Burns on the feet is better than Maia for sure.
Yeah.
And if they were just a straight submission grapple, you know, for 15 minutes, I think Burns would have the more well-rounded game.
Have you noticed that never happens, though, when we get these types of matchups?
They don't, yeah.
It just never really happened. I think, who was it? It was
Covington and Usman, both collegiate wrestlers, and I don't think they touched the ground once.
Except I think for when it was Gunnar Nelson and somebody, and they actually finally did hit the ground. Mm-hmm. We were a little happy about that, but yeah, it just rarely happens.
Yeah. Here's a fight booking. Robert Whittaker versus Darren Till in works to headline UFC Dublin in August. But you need to file under that wait and see. You know, everything that happens here is happening here with coronavirus. I don't know. But here's why I make note of it. For one, they're big names. You know, the middleweight division just had a spotlight on it this past weekend with Israel Adesanya and Yoel Romero. So these are middleweights that are definitely contending, and they should be matched up. And Whittaker, he's had some personal problems, you know, on the family side. So it's just good that he can go out there and now proclaim himself eligible to compete. We thought maybe he might have to tend the family for a while and step away from the sport, but he's going to compete. And then Darren Till, he, I guess, was having some visa problems getting in. I don't know if he just didn't get those sorted out or can't get those sorted out, and maybe he might have to fight on location for a while. Who knows? But at least he's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Ortega has officially apologized to Jay Park from the Korean Zombie Camp. So he's his translator and manager and friend. And so has Henner Gracie, actually. So Brian Ortega did it once via, you know, social media, and then immediately took it down because it wasn't really an apology. I think he just told him, I told you I was going to slap you, and he did. But this time he kept it short and sweet. He said, I want to officially apologize to Jay Park for Saturday night. When Zombie is ready, we can fight. And that was it. Boom. Love it. It was a little late because everything else that went down, but I guess along the way goes, Henner Gracie, he also apologized too, because in the, or I think one of the original posts that were out there, mm-hmm. on the comment section, Henner Gracie had said a few things that the Korean Zombie did not like, and the Korean Zombie put him in his place. Apparently he went to Korea once, Henner Gracie did, and did a seminar, which the Zombie attended, which they both said, man, it was awesome, you know? And the Zombie told him, you're not acting like a martial artist, like a Gracie jiu-jitsu.
That post was legit.
It was great.
Really, but actually, both of them, because his response was really, really good. And then Brian also elaborated a little bit more. And look, man, he touched on all the topics. You know, he just said, sometimes I let things get the better of me. I mean, he said all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And we've often on the show, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. On this show, we've often said, don't be so quick to just throw someone into the fire. Like, look at their overall credit report. And with me, Brian Ortega's credit report's pretty good. So everybody's going to have a little bit of a mix-up, a little low point in their life. Granted, this one is just one that get really... It's tough to... things could have gotten really bad. But the guy said everything right, and I'm good with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's done. I don't know what's going to... I think what's more than likely going to happen is there won't be an official... there's not going to be like a lawsuit or... I think they did file a report, so that's there. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anything's
going to... Those can get dropped pretty easily.
Yeah, though, I don't think anything's going to come from that. So I think all will be well. This could have been sorted out probably 24, 48 hours ago. But it's done and everyone's moving on. We will be obviously, you know, coming back on Monday to recap this weekend's events. But folks, I can't tell you enough. Keep it locked on MMA Junkie throughout because a lot of stuff is happening with this coronavirus. Don't forget, ONE Championship had an event recently where they just fought with no crowd. Mm-hmm. And KSW, a very popular promotion out in Poland, they canceled KSW 53. Okay. Now, I haven't heard too much about what's going on in Poland, but they decided to cancel, not postpone or not run the fights without a crowd. So they're reacting in a different way. Also, Combate Americas, they also canceled an event. So MMA Junkie is trying to get you all the news on all the latest cards out there. You know, if you were set to attend any of these, you know, keep an eye on that. We'll do our best to stay on top of it. On social media, you can follow me. I'm at MMA Junkie George. Goes is at the Goes. The website's at MMA Junkie. And the radio show's at MMA Junkie Radio. All I can say, man, is this has been a pretty serious thing.
Yeah, and just to elaborate, because it just happened this morning as well, ONE Championship announced that all cards going forward now will be with no people in attendance until further notice.
Now, they're in Asia, so they're a little closer to where it all started. But are they all going to be in the same location or?
That I don't know.
Because if you think about it, I wonder if that makes more sense. Hey, everyone, fly here versus, hey, all of us fly to different spots all over Asia. I don't know, man.
I think this is going to be a huge domino effect. I mean, think about the big things like March Madness is coming up, right? And NBA playoffs was going to be coming up. WrestleMania is huge every year, right?
WrestleMania is an April event. It's got to be within a month of happening. I can't see that one going off. I know SmackDown is supposed to do tapings inside of a studio for a while. So the WWE is already starting to adjust. Mm-hmm. But like I said, China apparently is having less cases because now they have testing. They've done some very strict quarantines. So the awareness is out there. And... you know, they're coming out of the woods, per se. I know South Korea, I think, did something pretty similar as well. Italy got a late start, and right now they're going through a lot. They had one day with an alleged 168 deaths. Wow. I couldn't believe it. My buddy texted me that. I told him, you're crazy. That must be cases reported. Then I saw that it was, I think, Fox News or one of those actually reported it. So, man, I still want to say I'd like to get a second source and see. I'm not trying to be political, but it just seems so high. But apparently they've gotten hammered. They've almost had 1,000 deaths alone in their country. The U.S. just barely passed 1,000 cases reported not too long ago. Imagine deaths. Folks, wash your hands. Stay at a distance, they say, of at least 3 feet from people. No handshaking. Elbow bump if you have to. Limit your interaction with others and pay attention. If your kid needs to stay home, they got to stay home. If you guys stay home from work, you got to stay home. This is a very, very serious thing. Sad, but man, it's happening, folks. I've never seen anything really like it. I mean, I know we've had SARS, the swine flu, the bird flu, things like that. But this one?
Nothing that to this effect, huh? That just the world has been flipped upside down.
Yeah. All right. God bless everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry it was kind of a melancholy type tone, but this is really, really hit home in many ways. So the best to all of you. Keep it locked again on MMA Junkie for more information on the sport of mixed martial arts and everything that's going on. And of course, check out your local news and pay attention. And my best to everybody. All right, folks, go out there and be a champion.